Welcome back to the podcast that rocked, first podcast of the new year for 2026, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan. Don't show your Roscoe, Steves. One of my New Year's resolutions is learning Japanese.
I don't have the crickets button ready. The crickets button would have been perfect. You got saved because my stream deck was not ready for the crickets button. You got saved by it.
It's nice to meet you.
Uh-huh. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Oh, what is in Japanese? What is hit the like button?
I haven't gotten down to
okay.
That
Okay. Everyone hit the like button. Back. Get your YouTube translation money back. Yes. Thank you all. Please hit the like button. It does help a ton. If we get to 50 likes, we'll play the first round of the year of Festival Rock or Flop, where we book random bands at a festival. Last episode, the final episode of the year, the big one, my poor wife built one of the worst festivals we had all year, and I don't think she's still forgiven me, even though it's not my fault. You hear that? Not my fault. Thank you all so much. Thank you all to the Steves in the chat room filling in right now. See a lot of familiar faces. Please continue to share the links. Please continue to tell people. We're going to work on boosting things as well on the podcast feed, making shorts out of stuff, just having fun. We'll try to be more engaging with you in today's fun, uplifting, exciting topics. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Get used to that sound. Yeah, it's one of those weeks. Okay, it's one of those weeks, but no one died. And to my knowledge, no one should be in jail, except maybe one story, but we'll get there. But it's important stuff. Gretchen, no. Okay, so my wife's in the chat saying the last festival caused her to get the flu. No, that is not how that happened. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for saying Gretchen's the best.
Do we have to give like some sort of medical warning now before Rock or Flopped?
No, because you can't catch influenza over the internet.
That we know of.
She could be patient zero for all we know.
What website gives you that?
You don't ask these questions.
No, I'm just kidding. That'd be Reddit. Reddit would give you influenza.
You can get viruses from going on a website for your computer. Who's to say those viruses can't transfer to the person?
Yeah. You sound like you both should have like the tinfoil over your head while looking outside at the moon, hoping the government isn't listening.
We know they are.
We know they are, but you still have the foil over their head. So, speaking of lunatic behavior and sticking foil over your head and acting like a dum-dum, Clown had some unfortunate things to say from Slipknot, and we're going to go down this rabbit hole. Let me share my screen with my friends, because this is stuff I want to make sure they're aware of and to quote properly. So, for those who are not aware, Clown of Slipknot, Sean Crahan, I always pronounce it incorrectly. He is one of the masterminds behind Slipknot. Without Clown, there is no Slipknot, period. Even currently. He is embracing AI. That is the word. And he is not the only musician we're going to talk about that is embracing it. He is embracing it to the point of almost daily use for creative purposes and everything else. If it's a professor in my pocket who only wants to do what I ask it, Slipknot's Clown defends AI, breaking rank from other high-profile metal musicians, including in the band. The Nine's co-founder of Crush and asks, what's the difference between me pulling out of my pocket producer or me trying to get a famous producer that might not even work with me and could potentially cost me $150,000? So, right there, just completely separating the human from the convenience. Mm-hmm. Do you see this rabbit hole we're going down right now? Are you ready for it? Because, yeah, it's not great. First of all, this is the stuff that gets me. A professor in my pocket only wants to do what I ask it. I'm employing AI 190%. Keep in mind, he does the funny statistics and percents all the time. That's just the thing he does. He's not giving bad numbers intentionally. I've been using AI my whole life. That I question.
Was he born in the 60s?
He was born old enough to be a grown adult when Slipknot started in the 90s. So I'm going to say no. However, Vuga is the latest series of tools that have been set up to help musicians over the years. He then claims to have thousands and thousands of poems that he's written since he was young, adding that through AI, he can transform them into something else without compromising his vision. Now it's getting weird. Take my 13-year-old live journal poems and turn it into a hard nu metal song, please. So we're getting bits and pieces from this article, this interview. And this interview did a good job of just asking questions without like trying to like backlash and like get him to backtrack on anything, just getting his information out there. So we have been discussing like a lot of other podcasts about the nuisance of AI in music. And it sucks. So I'll say this before I turn it over to Alex and Rowan for their thoughts. Clown has said many of things that have raised an eyebrow that he has backtracked later, whether music related or not. The one hopeful thing about this I see is that maybe he'll realize, okay, maybe AI isn't the best thing to do to make Slipknot's new album. You know, that's wishful thinking from someone who's not in the band and has no contact with Clown. So we all have our thoughts about this. I'll read some stuff in chat if I see anything good. Alex, your thoughts on Clown's take of embracing AI, both the convenience and using AI since he was a child.
Boo, and you're a liar. Obviously, he has not been using AI since he was a child because it's kind of new.
How?
Before computers were even...
I love this is how we learn.
Computers were a thing was only in NASA or whatever.
This is how we learn Clown is a time traveler. That's what's happening here.
I was going to say,
is that the new music conspiracy theory?
Don't tell that to Steph from Deftones. He might believe it. But my thing is, though, I just love the idea of Clown in the 80s in the middle of nowhere, Iowa, having this bajillion-dollar computer in his house, the size of a mansion that would take to run AI like it is today.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, that didn't happen. That's a lie.
You think he's just trolling? Like, he already kind of like has like some tongue-in-cheek comment with the
maybe? And if that's the reason, I'd be okay with it, even though this sounds very serious. And he is an artistic person to a fault. He is the type of person who is always looking for new mediums and new types of formats to create his vision. Yeah. If this statement was a troll, fine. Mm-hmm. But
if that one part of the statement is a troll, that's inconsequential. The main issue, though, is just using AI in general. I got to be honest. And this is just kind of like my thoughts about AI in general. I don't think we need to completely write off AI. I mean, like sometimes if you're just in a rut or something like that, you just need to figure out something quick. I think it's nice and convenient, but it comes to a point where you're just over reliant on it. Does that make sense? Where it's just like, oh, hey, here, write this song for me. Make sure it has like the same amount of like measures per bar or whatever, or same amount of syllables and all that stuff. It's just like, it's not taking into account any of the sort of like more human instinct when it comes to how it sounds when you sing it vocally, just like what the melody is in general. It can't discern that from just the words. So I don't think you're really kind of like, it's really helping you sort of like build a vision, or at least to the same extent, just having like a writing partner in general. And why not just have the other members of Slipknot in the room with you if you want to develop these old poems of yours? I'm sure they would be down for it.
I'm against AI. All in all, the more we keep learning about this, it's still new, but it's growing so quickly and it's taking over so quickly and just working its way into all of the art forms, which is terrible. But just overall, the more we learn about AI, I'm like, no, stop. Without getting too, you know, into it just on the general side, not just the music side, but just all of the consumption and the reliance and the over-reliance. People are starting to use ChatGPT as Google. And it's using up so many more resources. People are using it as a crutch in general daily life. And so that filtering over into music it's way worse because it's taking the artistry out of the art.
That's fair. Yeah.
But you could save $150,000.
Well, you just put some producer out of a job. How does that make you feel?
Also, I think there are producers you could pay less that are great, probably. By the way, that are great at what they do. Just a little bit less.
By the way,
it's a super producer.
I gotta be honest. How are you using ChatGPT that it replaces a producer? In what context are they replacing a producer?
And it doesn't, and it did not list ChatGPT. There's other AI programs, especially for music. I get what you're saying, but there are so many musicians using ChatGPT now. So many.
Oh yeah. So there was a, this was a whole conversation with, I had with my band just last night where we were talking about like, so my drummer shared a song that was completely written by AI. And it became like this whole discussion because it was just like, oh yeah, our guitarist was like, okay, the more and more like AI slop that people pump out, the harder it is just going to be for our band to stick out because we're just going to become lost in a sea that's just ever expanding. And they're going to take all the riffs. And it's just like, it's just like a thing where it's like everyone is now doing this because they can get away with it. And I just got to ask, where's the line being drawn? What, like, why are we even like enabling this? If it's being made with AI, if everything about it is being made with AI, I feel like that just, it should just be completely written off. That's not,
and
it's just not like,
this was the other quote I found from Clown before we get to the next person. And the next person hurts even more, but I'll get to that when we get to that. One of the things here, like the prompts he would write, here are my words. Think of his poems. Don't change them. Don't alter them, but show me some different ways to sing it. That's literally part of the music experience and writing. That's literally step one.
AI to figure out.
Yeah.
To figure out the melody. Oh God.
Why don't you do that, Clown? Instead of
like, you also have, you know, 8 other talented musicians and a entire label worth of people who would be happy to work with you to do that, like fast too. Like they jump for that opportunity. So, but it's in my pocket. I can just ask it. You know,
that's the thing that is making me so angry and so concerned about the future with AI. It's here. And we've been saying it for like the past 3 years. AI is coming. AI is coming. AI is here. It's been here for a while. And now it's just spilling over into all these things. Like I keep saying, like we keep saying, but where's the regulation just overall? Because
yes,
it's, I'm so against AI just because of all the resources and everything. But like, how are we going to stop this? Who's going to stop this?
I'm against AI in the creative aspect, especially in music and something like this. I truly feel, especially even just with videos and now music too, there needs to be some regulated AI stamp, like a graphic or a logo or a notice saying this is AI. I know like TikTok says like AI generated stuff and that's a start. This now needs to be mandated. Like, okay, AI was used in this.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I got to be honest, too. I also just don't see the argument about like, oh, it just helped me in like some sort of creative rut. When say like you were like, OK, I have like this one line that I want to expand into like a new metal song. The AI, just like how it works, is that it doesn't really create. It just kind of analyzes what worked in other new metal songs and just kind of like try and fit it around that style. Other I just feel like you're kind of like losing a lot. You're just losing a lot of like sort of like the uniqueness that comes with just like, how do you want to express this particular idea? What is it about like your point of view that you can kind of like spin this in your own unique way? That's not communicated through AI and that's not generated through AI. It's just taking what's popular. And again, I just feel like you lose out a lot on the artistic sort of merit.
Wouldn't it be worse if a classic metal musician said they were embracing AI as well? For those who are not aware, it broke a couple days ago. Geezer Butler, after the greatest send-off in metal history, in music history, just not just metal, music history, says he will be using an AI singer in his new solo album because it helps bring the solo, that stuff, to life. It's really helped me. A lot of people think it's cheating, is the quote. Yes. Yes. The fact that you're doubting it and saying it that way is yes. Here's the quote from Geezer Butler, one of the classic metal bassists ever. And this is the one that really like took me down a notch and just how I feel about the whole situation. I'm using an AI singer to bring all the lyrics out. So now I can take it to singers that I'm going to be working with and go, this is what I want on the album. So they've got a better idea. So it's kind of like that using AI to feed them a better idea of what to do. It's so much better now because you can sit in your studio and do everything on AI and then take it to proper musicians and let them take over. It's really helped me. A lot of people think it's cheating. Here's the thing, though. What you're doing, creating and having AI sing for you, what's going to stop you next from just having an AI voice?
See, honestly, too, I just feel like it feels like he's, I guess he is sort of streamlining the process, and that's why he sees the value in it. But like how I read this is that it still comes off as artificial because you're already using AI to figure out, again, the vocal progression and melody. But then you're just bringing that to a singer and just being like, copy this just so I could say this was sung by a human. That's I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought, or I'm just like, I just can't speak on it, or for some reason, but it's just like, again, it just feels like it's still cheating. It's still not authentic.
See, my thought with this is, you're geezer freaking butler. Go sit with some musicians. Call up any singer you can think of in the history of all singers that have ever existed and have them bounce off ideas with you.
I said this to Gretchen under that same logic. How many young metal musicians in their 20s would give a kidney to be the vocalist on a Geezer Butler album? Literally like raw ice in a bathtub, yank out a kidney just for that. Oh, Rowan, you would do it? Yeah, yeah. So it's, you can't say that it's not possible to find proper musicians right away to work with you. You can find anybody.
Literally. I would tell Geezer, who do I have to kill? Like,
to YouTube, that is not a reflection of the podcast that rocked, or rocked the podcast channel, or rocked the channel in general. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's fine.
He can do it like in a Hunger Games trope type of way. Just get like 20 like singers, put them in a circle, and just see who survives at the end.
Oh. And it's AI that wins at the end. Just some guy that uses AI to cheat.
No, boo.
We didn't learn our lesson. By the way, someone is throwing tomatoes at Geezer Butler. So someone's tomato stash saved for Alex later is being used at Geezer Butler now.
That's a big deal.
I mean, that's bad.
Strong enough. Ugh, it's their tomatoes. They are free to use them how they want.
Also, this kind of hit me too, because we got more discussion on this, but how many metal songs and full albums were written about the dangers of technology and AI taking over? Mm-hmm. How many? I can't count them all. There's no, everyone in the chat could list one off, and we wouldn't be able to list them all. There's no way.
You know, have you guys heard about this? I had this conversation not too long ago with my dad. There was this 60 minutes esque interview or like some sort of experiment where scientists put two AIs in a room or had two AIs communicate with each other. And in the span of minutes, the AIs both figured out that one, they're being monitored. So they made up a whole new language just to between the two of them so they could communicate and no one could figure out what they were saying.
Saw that. Where they set the two phones next to each other and they started talking to each other.
Something like that. Yeah. It's just two computers that started talking to each other. They figure out they were being monitored, figure out their own language. And then the scientist was like, oh my God, pull the plug. Jesus.
They're probably still talking to each other and no one can stop them now.
Yeah. Who knows what they're saying? Who knows what they were saying?
At least we've documented the beginning of the downfall. At least we know where it started. This helps, right?
Yeah, no, it's like, this is like...
For the time travelers in the future, when they have to go back, that's the moment.
On, use your power for good. Wait, but he likes AI, so he won't.
Well, using your power for good is one thing, but why can't I just copy another band and just use their album artwork and name and just upload my own slop and then cash in like Knocked Loose had this happen?
I heard about this and I hate this.
It's the new band. It's the next band. Same thing with Architects. Same. It keeps happening on Spotify again, by the way, almost as if their program is allowing this. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Look, hang on a sec. Broken Avenue. Look at their profile pic. It's their ripoff of the Devil Wears Prada album cover.
Oh, they know what they're doing. So
yeah, I know
for those who are not aware, and it's shown on screen on YouTube right now, if you're watching, Knock Loose is the latest band who had their latest album, You Won't Go Before You're Supposed To, the latest album from 2024. Well, another AI artist, like, not even trying to make an AI copy for the album cover either. That is slop on top. That is like 5 second slop. Most people could do in like a bad Photoshop copy. Then Broken Avenue is the name. It was uploaded in December. And everyone found out about it. And the article, I will say this, Yahoo Entertainment wrote up the article, ripping it apart. So bravo to Yahoo's Entertainment's writer for like really throwing it down there because they knew what they were talking about. And also, we're not afraid to show receipts. Brendan Murphy said, $100 to anyone who can get me the legit contact info for James Trollby. I won't do anything crazy. You won't get in trouble. So, and it says the info on there, James Trollby, whether that's his real name or not, and producer, lyricist, the man behind Broken Avenue. I can't imagine he'd be dumb enough to put his own real name on there unless that's how he gets paid. And that's dumb. I mean, that's really dumb if that's the case. But if he's pulling stuff like this, and then Jake from Drop Tune D Jake, you literally can't make this up. And they showed images of everything. It's as crap as you would imagine. The singles are the most. It really is like take Muzak from your favorite metalcore songs. Yeah, that's it.
It's not even hiding it. It's so blatantly obvious. I don't know. Did he? Do you think it was one of those instances where he knew that it was such a blatant ripoff that he was just kind of banking on people sort of taking like notice that way, like some sort of like be like, oh yeah, you may hate this, but you're talking about it, so I win.
I was going to say, you may hate this, but you're going to play it and I'm going to get streams and revenue out of it. Even for a month, that could be enough. You know, if enough people hate listen, it still listens.
Well, yeah. Any publicity is good publicity.
I disagree with that completely, but this is something. This is publicity for Broken Avenue. Also, what a fast way to get yourself blacklisted from the industry. Fast way. I mean, hard blacklisted too. Also, a good way to make
using his real name.
Yeah. And also a great way to make lifelong enemies. I don't know if like I've had people try to impersonate me. This was years ago and rocked on social accounts to get into concerts for free. That made me upset. But at the end of the day, it was easily trackable and it didn't work. This guy's made it work. He uploaded to Spotify, copied everything, unblocked into Knock Loose's feed. There you go.
See, like this is the same thing that happened with Architects. Even if we are going to, even if for some reason Spotify is just going to allow AI music to be on the platform, why would you, like, can you at least not have like a little bit of like regulation where you see like this blatant copy of like a famous like album and cover, and you're being like, okay, yeah, this guy is clearly just trying to like just ride like the Knocked Loose wave. Or when Architects had that whole situation where somehow the AI song got past all like the barriers to be on Architects' official page. Like, there's got to be more regulation.
So while I was looking this up and synthetic music to the okay, I had to make sure I had the right number up. We're playing my favorite game. Guess how much? Guess the number. Okay. You guys might already see the article, but you probably don't know the number. Okay. I don't have the game show music, but this is only, there's no prize anyway, so it doesn't matter. How many AI generated songs are uploaded to Spotify daily?
Daily.
Okay. Actually, not just Spotify, to streaming music, streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Tidal, everything. Okay. Daily, 24 hours.
I'm going to say several hundred thousand. Even that sounds like a lot, but I do not put it past the internet at this point.
Okay. Alex?
Per day, 120,000.
Okay. It ranges between 50 to 100,000. So you guys are in the right ballpark. A day. Now keep in mind, over 70 million AI songs have already been removed in the past 2 months. And it did nothing.
Is this like the new pump and dump scheme? Like, is this replacing the meme coin scam? It's just like, put this up super fast, get a few streams, get a few bucks, and then pull out. Is that the idea?
I mean, we had crypto bros, now we have AI streamer bros. Is that it?
I don't put it past it at this point. Idiots online will figure out any dumb way to make money.
What is it like though? 0.003 cents?
I thought it was,
I'm not saying they're smart.
003. Yes, 003 for Spotify. I did see the new breakdown of 2025, 2026. Tidal is still the highest by a long shot. They get over like a full one and a half cents per stream. Jump on Tidal. It does matter. But then Apple, then all the others, then Spotify. You have to, a song has to play at least 30 seconds three or four times for the artist to even see 1 cent.
Ridiculous.
That's insane for a company that makes billions. So
the thing that bothers me the most about this is, even if they are like, just going to flood the scene with all of this AI music crap to make a couple cents here and there, that's a lot of work. Well, no, it's absolutely no work because
enter. Are you guys ready to be more upset? Are you ready? I'm highlighting it right now.
So I want to buy McDonald's today or something like that. Let's just pump like 1,000 AI Spotify songs.
Broken Avenue is currently pulling in 129,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Ah, ooh.
Dang. A lot of people have been checking it out. Woof.
That's what I mean. This? Bad publicity is good publicity because people are checking it out to see what the heck is this? What's going on here?
Kurt, remind me, do we get in trouble at all for this?
No,
<Find out.
laughs> yeah. I don't think so, because I've seen that on title cards before, and like the closed caption cannot pick up on that. You know what I mean? If it does, closed caption. Well, then again, Google invested so much in AI over the last few years. Who knows? Who knows? Regardless, okay, yeah, I can't be mad at you for that one. So yeah. So how's everyone feeling on the podcast at Rock Chat? Steve's, how you feeling? Check in, everybody. Steve's, how's everyone doing?
Rowan grabbed the pillow. It's on the other side of my room and I'm too lazy to get up.
Yeah. We're gonna find out. Yeah, someone said a lot of bands take years to get that many listeners. Oh, this guy got it in a month without even his own work.
And it's like one of those, and everybody, you know, keeps saying bots are listening to this. I don't doubt that at all. I bet they have like farms.
Yeah. You can
have, all the phones on the wall.
That's what I'm saying. It's some dumb pump and dump. You get
buy like, used
let's,
phones.
Let's upload a bunch of songs. Let's have some bots stream it so they count as views. Make a few bucks, and then we'll have like some money by the time Spotify realizes, oh yeah, this is like some sort of scheme. Mm-hmm. Let's take this down.
They don't care.
They don't care. Spotify's don't care. Making the same amount of money too out of ad revenue and stuff. So what? All right. Let's move on from the AI shenanigans just a little bit. I think we got a good discussion on this and we pointed out some of the issues. We'll find out about Geezer Butler. We'll find out about Slipknot. I hope Knocked Loose gets what's the guy's fake name? Broken Avenue. Whoever behind Broken Avenue. I hope they get him in the wall of death. It's like right dead center.
Jonathan Trollby. You know?
Like, yeah, whatever his real name is. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah,
you crucify him. You put him right in the center of the wall of death. You just like you chain him there or something.
Well, I want to move on to this next story. It's not necessarily bad news, but it's interesting. And this regards Bad Omens in an interview they did with Kerrang, mainly Sebastian Noah. Sebastian Noah did the interview, and this is an excerpt from it, for a new album in 2026. May not happen. He was asked, what three words have you summed up for 2025? No new album, says Noah. What three words describe what's to come in 2026? Still no album. That's it. That's the quote. That like it was an excerpt from the interview from the Kerrang Winter Edition. It's a good interview, and I'm glad that he said that, but it does make me wonder because they've released a couple songs, but he still has no concept or full vision for a new album still.
This I don't might know. Maybe it's just like a thing where it's one of those instances, because there are a couple of bands that kind of do this. Spring Breeder Rising is the one that kind of comes to mind. It feels like they're getting to that point now where they're just taking more of their time between releases, but they're still releasing like songs here and there just to tide people over.
And that's fine, too, if that's what it is. Also, someone said in the chat, could this be a troll? And just have a surprise album come out in March or whenever. If so,
I don't know.
It's hard to say. I don't see. I could be wrong. I don't know.
They shadow dropped the last two songs out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, have they ever like done like a misleading thing before?
I don't know to that extent. I'm not saying they dropped the full album as a surprise, but it would be a smart idea, in my opinion. Now they make the announcement in March for an album dropping in May, something like that. Boom. New album May. Get ready for it. Here's pre-order.
I don't feel like he would say there won't be one in 2026 at all. Like that, just lying so blatantly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a thing where
it feels a little off-brand.
Maybe it is self-doubt. Maybe he just doesn't see it yet. And then in summer comes, it's like, okay, I have the vision now. I can get something out this year. That's possible too.
There's a lot of instances with some of these interviews where we get these little snippets where I'm like, I wish I could see him and hear him saying this.
Yes.
Because the tone is so important with some of these deliveries.
It's so important. It's like, to your point, it could, I don't know if any singer would really be that adamant where she's like, yeah, I can tell you right now, we're not releasing a new album this year. Like, maybe it's just like a thing where it's like, we just don't see it being likely.
Like, if I looked at you and I said, no new album in 2026, like, I'm sick of talking about this. I don't want to talk about it. And then I was like, no new album in 2026.
It's true.
Yeah, you never know, though. Yeah,
it's like, true.
That's that
tone, that body language. It does add up. Yeah. And but what are the Bandicoot fans on TikTok going to do without a full album in 2026? We're asking the important questions on this podcast.
I don't know. Maybe a young new band will step up and fill that gap for them.
Motionless in White, Bad Omens, no new albums this year. What are they going to do on TikTok?
Well, I mean, we do have the Pretty Wild. No,
true. That actually has gone pretty. TikTok's gone pretty well for them. So who knows?
That Bandicoot right there.
There you go. Bad Wildcore, Baddie Wildcore. We got to think of a new name for it. Well, some type of some type of new name. So I wanted to get that in there. I at least appreciate him saying something, whether it holds weight or not. I'm not mad about that. I like that he was willing to answer something, even if it was a moment of self-doubt, even if it was snarky, trolling, it's something. But you know what I don't like? When people say they're going to retire and then walk it back. I hate it, hate it, hate it. And also, it's a band who's not even returning with the band. So, for those of you who thought Lighting Out the Sky would be Godsmack's final album, I told you that sound effect was going to get played a lot tonight. He walked it back saying he has some more motivation for an album now, even though he said he had no other source for writing material because he wasn't angry anymore. That was his quote. Soliana is now going to tour again this year, headlining and playing big festivals. He's also just going to be him with a backing band under the name Godsmack. So if you really like Shannon, who thought it was an amazing drummer, he's at home. Everyone else from Godsmack, they're at home. It's just the Sully Erna show going through the hits and whatever new album he has. So if you believed in 2022 that Godsmack was done, nah.
Why you lie to us?
The quote, well, apparently the album did not do well, but also this is the last record we're ever going to do. This is the last run around the mill for us. We put every single 1 ounce of energy and emotion into this album. That was in 2022 when he said that.
Ah, oh, crap. It didn't make any money. Okay. I gotta pay off a parking ticket. All right. On tour.
This feels very Bret Michaels Poison to me.
A little. Yeah. Oh, but okay. I'll say this though. The ladies are not throwing themselves at Sully Erna like they do to Bret Michaels. Not a chance.
I mean, some of them do.
Some, not nearly as many.
They're just
not
different.
Even close.
They're like 10 years age difference.
Okay. Those girls are the tropical mustard drinkers. Okay. They're the ones in Florida that totally down tropical mustards before going to see Godsmack, who, by the way, Sully Erna moved to Florida. That just fits perfectly.
So
totally
maybe
does.
This could be a marketing opportunity for us. We become the official vendors of the Godsmack tour.
Oh, no.
This to these shows.
we'd make money, but I don't know, man. There's easier ways to sell my soul that don't feel as dirty. But yeah,
it's not as dirty as the AI pump and dump, though, is it?
I don't know. We might see negative reactions faster in the parking lot on the way home from those shows. Also,
early.
The issue with this too, the comment sections across socials have not been kind. I won't say it's a full board thing. Some people are happy to see Godsmack touring again. They want to see Sully Erna play the hits again. The others, not so much. It's a case of we'll see. It's a case of the Sully Erna have something fiery and angry to say again. Is he revved up and ready to go again in 2026? 4 years older than in 2022 when he said he had nothing left to give.
I mean, it's like I'm not angry anymore. don't plan on ever getting angry again. How right. does this work? Yes. Teach me.
Also, you have no, like, also the rest of the band. Yeah. Teach me how not to be a, how never to be angry again. Yeah. Well, if he's not getting the same amount of money, yeah, that'll make him angry. He's used to a certain lifestyle. So, you know, the millionaire in Florida lifestyle gets you a lot more than a millionaire in other places. I will say that. So, yeah, that's that. If you like Godsmack, I'll say this too. If the new album does come out, I can't imagine the new album is what people are going to be clamoring for on the Godsmack tour. They're going to want to hear the hits.
For the latest album?
I'm sorry?
Were they even clamoring for the last album?
I did not see Godsmack during the last several tours, unless I was hired to, and that was before pandemic when I was working shows. So, been a while. So, yeah. We should move on. And remember how I said, oh, someone said, Luke, do your impression. Hey, Alex and Rowan, what Godsmack song am I singing? Stay away, go away, keep away.
I Stand Alone. Can you do I Stand Alone?
No, no. The answer is all of them. All of the songs are that from Godsmack. We now go in the beginning of the podcast. This is important. I do want to point it out because.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
Sorry?
This guy was awesome. He decided that I Stand Alone was a good idea. That's actually really good.
That is pretty clever, actually. He's like, I'll just do it myself.
Hang on. Where is it? Yep, you deserve this.
Yeah. So.
Good job, Cassandra. You earned that.
We now go. That was a nice little bit of brevity. We got to point out the bad behavior. This is a podcast where we do that because we need to make sure things are called out. The big thing, Bill Murray is a big act right now. They have a big North America tour coming, and their touring guitarist is pulled himself, stepping down from the tour after some wild allegations that he's somewhat admitted to.
Not the Fortnite guy.
You have to look at the screen. I don't know how else to describe this man besides, works at a Magic the Gathering card shop. If you look at him,
I saw that episode of King of the Hill. Yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking about the one with David Cross?
I believe so.
Oh my God.
The allegations for Maslin, include alleged emotional manipulation, racist behavior, misogyny, and other instances of being a terrible human being to a supported loved one. These accusations come from an ex-girlfriend. He apparently had proof and receipts of everything. And the statement from Maslin, from Reese, I exhibited behavior on several fronts during a previous relationship that I deeply regret. I'm so sorry to her, but to everyone else, behaviors that affected as well. At this point, I can only apologize and take the steps to be a better person for myself and everyone else in my life. Now, good that he stepped away. Good. He didn't just go, no, you, or pull a Ronnie Radke and so, nah, you know, so that does not excuse the behavior. What's that mean for Bill Murray? They'll find another guitarist. Again, he was a touring guitarist. We had a lot of bad news since we've been gone. AI, Godsmack's coming back for some reason. This story, it's not all great.
Level severity.
Yeah.
Hey, knock on wood, we didn't lose anybody else yet.
We did not. 2026 has had no musician deaths that I know of. Has there?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, well, we made it a week.
Yay!
Imagine, like, as soon as the stream ends, we're gonna get some art.
That is not on us. If I hit stop streaming, we're done. Okay, we're clear. Not our fault.
Yeah.
So, one good thing that dropped yesterday or today that I will always want to point out: legacy and member of metal royalty Rob Halford, 40 years sober.
Yay!
Good for him. If you've ever read his autobiography, and I recommend it, like, even on Audible, because he reads it himself. He did everything. He really did everything back then.
He was a rock star in the 80s. Of course he did everything.
70s too. And like, I cannot keep this stream appropriate for advertisers and describe all the things he did in that book.
That is a very good way to describe it.
Everything. I assure you, it covers the range. That being said, I do recommend the book. It like really is like a redemption story of how he did it all too. So hats off to him. And for every person that has ever said anything bad about Rob Halford in the past 40 years, he could still beat you up. So just remember that. And if he won't, his armed security of bikers will absolutely do so. And he still will put out a better metal album than most of your favorite metal bands.
I love Rob Halford.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. Painkiller will still always be like a top five metal album of all time for me.
Him and his husband have been living in Arizona for like the last 30 something years or 40 something years, something like that now. Just living a peaceful life when they're not touring. They're just happy. It's like, yeah, hey, that's how it should be when you're not an idiot or problematic and you realize you can clean up and do better. I'm sorry.
You know what, the cactus right behind him? This is like, that picture is like if Walter White, if everything worked out for him.
Aw, like the happy moment, like cleaning himself up from the meth and selling meth. Yeah. There you go.
He walked away.
And Jesse would be a guitarist or a bassist in the band and everyone's happy.
Yeah, he's with his band, Bombas.
Mm-hmm. So, we had a lot of good. This is something that also I'll read the quote, then we'll move on to our regular weekly shenanigans. Today, I stand here with deep gratitude and thankfulness as I celebrate 40 years of sobriety. 4 decades ago, I made a decision to change the entire course of my life, stepping out of the darkness into the light toward the future I couldn't see. As I've said before, it wasn't easy and still isn't. Recovery asks for complete honesty. It goes on and on. It's a good statement. To all those who consider that first step on the journey with me, I hope that my own journey proves that recovery is possible. And it is. He's great proof. Everything. I don't know how else to say it. It's everything.
Are we talking to a point where it's like, you should not be alive? Is it like that
yes,
level?
Yes. He got to that point many times. Many times. So. That being said, I think that's a good positive note to end with our main stories. We had roughly 100 tours and upcoming albums announced in the past week, but we also have just tour announcements and we have albums coming out this Friday. So, Alex and Rowan, do you both have anything ready for albums and tours as we get back into the groove?
I actually do. And I actually got some interesting stories.
Okay. Alex?
I don't remember when the last announcement of tours was that we covered.
Okay.
So I feel like I missed all of them because I've got Lacuna Coil. They announced their Sleepless Empire North American tour.
Okay.
With Vows.
We talked about that. Yes. And go ahead.
And Escape the Fate.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that one?
We talked about it in chat. We did not talk about it on stream because it hadn't been announced yet. One of those things is not like the other. And I'm not a fan of that. So.
Did you guys hear about Rockin' the Island? It's a 2-day festival.
No.
Okay. So first of all, shout out to Julian. You got everyone in chat. You know him as a heavy metal joker. He was the one who told me about this. But he told me about this festival that's happening in June. And just look at this lineup and tell me this is not the most dad rock lineup ever.
Can you spell it out for me? I'll look it up and put it on screen. Rocking the Island.
Rocking the Island. Yeah.
Rocking the
Treasure Island Resort and Casino. On Friday, we have Stone Temple Pilots, Trooba Stank, Crossfade, Blackstone Cherry. And on Saturday, we have Theory of a Dead Man, Skillet, Hinder, Buck Cherry, and Royal Lynn. Luke, I know that you already got your tickets already.
I know I'm having a lawyer hit up about our random rock or flop festival lineup being stolen.
He mentioned to me, what in the divorce dad rock is this festival?
And then there's going to be a bunch of Christians that come for Skillet and get really grossed out when Buckcherry plays before him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work well.
No. And Theory?
This is another direct quote from him. That fest is going to smell like stale Bud Light and MAGA hats. I responded with just a sea of flannel.
I'm looking at this 2-day lineup. Explore tickets. Oh, is this going to make me sad? Okay, platinum packages, 2-person packages, $4,950.
Your Lord.
Screw that.
It's for two people, though. Front row center section tickets plus access to the Michelob Ultra Zone. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I couldn't stop laughing without reading that. That's every venue has that. Literally every venue ever has had that for Live Nation.
Skillet is like the one band in this entire lineup that I would even consider seeing.
Skillet at least puts on a good live show. I will give them that all day. Yeah, you get meet and greets. Do you want to shake hands with all those people?
I don't know if they let you do that anymore. You just get to stand near them.
They have to stay 30 feet away from some of the fans, unfortunately. No, thank you. Treasure Island. Also, Treasure Island, too, for something like this. That just makes it an extra level of creepy. I don't know.
It's funded by the Fire Fest guy. What's his name? I already forgot.
McFarlane. Yeah.
Billy McFarlane. Yeah.
For questions about Platinum, contact info at therockattheisland.com. Buy Platinum. If only. Yeah. If
well,
only.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure people will come. I'm sure people will go to that show and have a good time. Right? I'm sure. I don't know. The way festivals and concerts are canceling because no one can afford it. I don't know. Is that one going to survive? Are we allowed to choose which ones to cancel? Audience. Yeah. I like this. Okay. The economy's still crap and no one can afford tickets. We have to choose which festivals aren't going to happen. Okay. We'll plan it out now so it's easier to take as the year goes on.
There. Done. You're like welcome.
I feel like you, in order to get into this venue, you would need to like show an invoice for an alimony payment.
Oh, that's how you afford the ticket if you don't pay alimony. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's why you bring an invoice.
Any other tours besides, like, let's go back to the tours. And by the way, that was a good point to bring that one up. I want to see Lacuna Coil.
Yeah.
Vows sound good too. I've heard them live.
I mean, honestly, it makes sense because if you've got some of these radio stations along the tour route, they're playing Escape the Fate and maybe some Lacuna Coil. A lot of, more of the corporate rock radio stations don't even really play Lacuna Coil.
And that sucks because I feel Lacuna Coil would be a better choice for a lot of the corporate rock too, but whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
What do I know? Escape the Fate, though. Jeez.
Well, some other tours we have not talked about yet. Spite announced a North American tour with Immure, Psychoframe, and Reverent.
That's another great band with another band I don't like. That's,
it happens to the best of us. Filth announced a U.S. tour.
Yes.
We've got Crowbar and I Hate God. They announced a U.S. tour.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a good one. Crowbar's fun.
We're getting better. Okay.
See, I told you, we got to start somewhere.
Devil Wears Prada.
They announced a European and UK tour. And that's coming up in October.
Okay.
We've got time to plan. We can head over there as well. And In Flames just announced a 2026 Latin American tour. And David Lee Roth announced a spring and summer 2026 North American tour.
Which is interesting because his last tour did not do well.
Yeah.
So I don't have, when I was streaming on Twitch New Music Nights, I had like the David Lee Roth button that people could push where we go, oh yeah, like do a sound effects and stuff. Is he still pulling those at 72?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I just can't imagine him trying to do the splits midair. That's what I picture when I try to imagine seeing David Lee Roth in 2026 is him at his age now trying to do all the moves he did then.
Oh, he'd do it for the ladies. You better believe he'd try to bust out the splits for those ladies.
He's always tried to maintain like the sexy rock star image. It just does not work when you're 70. I'm sorry, man. Just stop.
He's aged better than most 70-year-old rock stars.
Yeah.
He got sober after 80s rock starism. I don't know how else to describe it. So yeah. So interesting lineups, interesting tours that got announced.
Yep. What I got.
Okay. Rowan, I know of one bigger album. What albums are coming out on January 9th?
We got a couple right here from some newer bands that I'm actually really excited about. I'm really excited to see Dead Sons. This Life is a Grave. They're a death metal band, and I listened to their first album from 2019. That was pretty sick, honestly. We also got Lichgate coming out with Precipice, Weft with The Splintered Ore. And finally, this is just like a cool story. I had never heard of this band before, but like, this is just like a sick story. There's this Japanese hardcore band called Lip Cream who were active for like 6 years in the 80s. And then like they disbanded, but just like literally just now this is happening through Relapse Records. All their material is getting Western releases for the first time ever. So you can now, like in the West, you can now buy physical copies of their albums and EPs and live concert like shows, like all being re-released. And I just think that's really cool.
That's good. That's a good use of that for like modernizing technology for older cuts. Lip Cream? Huh.
Lip Cream. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Anything else coming out?
Not to my knowledge. You said one big album. What were you thinking?
I was going to say Alter Bridge. Their new album comes out.
Whoa.
Yes, this Friday. The self-title. New song just came out today as well. I do not have a song of the week picked out because just too many things going on and not a ton of new songs have dropped yet. So we'll start off the song of the week next week again. We'll go through the circuits again. But in the meantime, new Alter Bridge coming out this week and a new song dropped today. So, that being said, we got a couple super chats as we go here. Thank you guys so much for the super chats. Keep them coming. We appreciate it. Please hit the like button. I don't even know what the likes count is at right now. So please hit the like button if you have not already. It does help us a ton to help us get this thing pushed out. We need 11 more for an extra round. From Ellie Yeet, slightly unrelated news, but it was awesome. The Iron Maiden song, The Trooper, got played on the final Stranger Things episode last week. Also, it is disgustingly hot right now at 113 degrees Fahrenheit in Australia.
Spoiler alert.
If that was the spoiler alert, awesome. I'm fine with that. My wife has never seen Stranger Things. We watched all of season one together. I had only seen the first two seasons when they came out years and years ago, and then I stopped just for whatever reason. So we're trying to catch up and go through it again. So I'm happy.
Got mad.
I'm sorry.
I got mad with how long the gap was. I got so mad. I'm like,
yes.
And I know a lot of things happened, like the strike and COVID, of course. Yes. But I'm like, brother, they're grown ass adults now.
These kids graduated college and should be have a job.
I was just by the time season four aired, I was indifferent because season three ended on a pretty conclusive note. Really, I thought, okay, if the story ended here, I could live with that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like season four happened. I mean, like, what is left?
Yeah.
And like, of course, yeah, they show. They
if you want a real trip, go back into episode one of season one and see how young the kids are compared now. It's insane.
I've been seeing edits on Instagram of like comparisons between season one and season five. And yeah, it's like it's night and day.
It's that's how it should be. Like when you wait that long. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like literally people have grown up with the show. That is not an understatement.
Absolutely. Like if you were the same age as 11 when the show came out in season one, you're graduating college now. You got a job working. Yeah. So
let me just give you some context. I was starting college when season three aired, and I was going into my senior year when season four aired.
Okay. And even that's not that bad. Yeah. And that's a gap too, but then season four to five. So whatever. Stranger Things discussion coming later. As my wife and I get through more episodes. From Minigo Montoya, this AI bubble cannot burst soon enough. I agree. However, I think it's got a while to go. You know why? Because so many big companies and agencies, governments are getting into AI big time. So it's not going anywhere yet.
So like government uses AI to manage infrastructure. That is some Skynet crap right there if I've ever heard it.
See, I could see them doing that, but then going cheaper. It's like, oh no, don't follow the AI strips. Just copy that, but use some different quality instruction and material. Whatever. We'll fix the bridges a little cheaper that way. That's how I can see it going wrong.
I think the AI is just going to become self-aware, give us some fake advice that it says is going to help us. Then it's just going to be like, It's going to upload a virus that's just going to be like, okay, cool. Now I got control of all your weapons. I'm going to destroy the whole human race.
And it's like Spotify. They can just go, what? It was just AI's fault. It's not our fault. So they can just do that.
As the world is burning. Yeah.
Well, it's not their fault. That's the point. That's what Nero said. Rome burned while Nero. Yeah. That's what Nero said when Rome was burning. What? AI did it. Not me. I'm pretty sure that's what I learned in Roman history. Pretty sure. From Rockin' Movies with Tyler. Renewing your membership. Thank you, Tyler. Not sure what to make of Alter Bridge 8 after the final single. Okay, so you weren't interested in it? Anything like that? I have not heard it myself. I just know it dropped today because we posted it out. So, new album coming out. We got some stuff to work on. Please keep hitting the like button, guys. Really do appreciate it if you haven't yet. What do we need? 6 more? If you haven't hit the like button, we need 6 more to get an extra round. Alex and Rowan, are you ready for the first festivals of 2026?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
There's no way we can do worse than what my poor wife had at the end of last year. There's no way.
Don't say that, because there are bands that we know are on this list that if we get it, it will make things worse.
I don't know. That was bad. Like, that was shocking. My wife asked for a refund after, and I don't know how to do that.
All I'm saying, I mean, like, just you live with her. Just give her like $5 or something.
Oh, God. Here you go, honey.
He was worth $5.
$5.
However much money she gave us, I don't remember.
Here we go. You guys know the rules.
That's the entire rest of the year.
Okay, at least that I could get behind. Maybe we'll get lucky. It's happened many times. First up, we got Yeet Fest. Band number one. Yeet Fest 311. Okay.
You can't see it, by the way.
Oh, you can't? I think I know what's going on. It's because it's not on this. It's still showing that. Wabam. Let me know when you can see it.
We'll see Rob Halford.
Still on Rob.
Why in the world is it showing for that? Why not block?
I see it on YouTube.
Yeah, but you guys should be seeing. Oh, it's because Discord is being poopy again. That's why. See, it's Discord's fault, not my fault. I at least know the problem. It's like sharing the wrong thing. Change stream. Show them the singer from 311 that all the ladies still get riled up for because he's super vegan and does yoga, and the ladies just lose their minds every show. Can you see him now?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sorry. There we go. Band number one for Yeet Fest. We got 311. That's fine. You know what? Fine. Nice summery outdoor vibe for 117 degree Australia. That's what you need. Number two, Sophie Powers. Do you guys remember who she is?
Heck yeah.
I don't remember her.
Okay, she has a pet lizard named George, and she trolled American Idol hard. This was her at Warped Tour. So
did the Band-Aid.
Yeah, the Band-Aid over the nose. Parents, shut the F up. Babies, shut the F up. And that's like the chorus of the song. It's actually pretty funny. So it's pretty funny. So number three, Trivium.
Okay.
I don't know, it's all over the place, but I'm fine with it. I'm not going to complain. And number four, Three Teeth.
Actually, I'm now super into this because, like, I told you guys this. I've been getting more into Three Teeth. I listened to a couple of their albums. Now I am a fan.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Trivium, Three Teeth, 311 to really offset the angry metal and industrial vibe. And then Sophie Powers to tell everyone to shut the F up.
I feel like Sophie Powers and Three Teeth kind of works.
Honestly, yes.
She was on America's Got Talent or American Idol or whatever. Uh-huh. It was a joke, but is she like objectively like good?
Oh yeah, she can sing and she can play. But again, she has a lot of snark and sass and stuff too. So that's kind of it. She's like 4.5 feet, by the way. She's a tiny little thing.
Okay, size of my grandmother then. All right.
Tiny little grandma.
Yeah.
Chat, I'm seeing a lot of yeses. Yes, yes, going for Trivium alone. I'm on board. Random, but sure. But yeah, that's the point. This is a fine random. This is fine, okay? I'll go. Yes, 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 yes. I think this is good. Alex and Rowan, you going to see this? Yeet Fest?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll hit the like goal too, by the way. So thank you for hitting the like button. Yeet Fest, you got a good show. A fun show. No one is going to be upset with this show. You know, that's what we're going for. Festival number two, man, Chrome is struggling. Okay, we go into Montoya Fest for Manigo Montoya. Thank you very much, by the way. Montoya Fest, band number one. Oh, Motley Crue. Oh, speaking of bands that need to retire, I hope that Carnival of Sins tour does well, because if not, it's going to be more amphitheaters half filled with Vince Neil singing in a bathrobe.
I say it every time I see this photo. This photo perfectly encapsulates Motley Crue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number two. You know what? Montoya Fest, we're going to redo. We're going to get you some redemption. Here we go. Number two. Filter. There you go. See, that's fine. It's fine.
Solid.
Number three. Alter Bridge. They got a new album coming out. Alter Bridge and Filter actually work really well. Motley Crue, not so much, but Alter Bridge and Filter, yes. And number four. The Warning.
We know who's going.
Keep those ladies away from Vince Neil. I'm talking armed security.
Vince Neil away from the ladies.
Same thing, yeah. I'm talking Vince Neil needs to be 100 feet away. The Warning has armed security, everything. Okay? So
it's just like a trained sniper just having a beam on.
Yeah.
The entire
time. And that's what it takes? Okay. Who would go to this? Because before Motley Crue, great. I think that's an awesome festival lineup. It's fun, old and new. But then Motley Crue, really, really old, but still.
Motley Crue is easily going to be the headliner, because for some stupid reason, we still give him the headlining slot. So it's just, this is going to be one of those shows where it's like, as soon as Filter or whoever is second to last is done,
Alter Bridge will be second to last. Yeah.
Yeah. After Alter Bridge, then I'm out. I'm not staying for Motley Crue, but I'll go.
Someone in chat, Vince Neil has to sing in a straitjacket the entire performance, so that way he can't get out and get away. yeah. Yes, I would go. But man, oh man, after I get some shots of Motley Crue, the first couple songs, I'm gone. That's enough. I don't need more. The Warning sounds great. Live Filter's a blast. Alter Bridge is great. Can't be
honestly,
perfect.
I would go for The Warning alone. They are that good.
They
if
really
you've
are.
Never seen
they
them really live.
Are.
You know?
They're one of the few rock bands in a halftime show.
You just leave after everyone else and before Motley Crue gets on stage. Easy solve.
Everyone else is going to leave too, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I would rather sit in traffic than listen to Motley Crue.
Okay, honestly. But current live Motley Crue, yes, I would agree. Yes.
I could grab a beer with the other people in the crowd and just talk about the good music we saw.
Crew will see the crowd shrink by 60%. Oh. All right, poor John 5. Yes, I'd go. I won't personally. Yes, but leaving before Crew. Yes, leaving. Vince Neil sings. Yeah. I'll go for the rest. Okay, so everyone is on the same beat. Nobody's beating the traffic this show. Divorce Bombs will be left. Oh, this is Divorce Bomb Rock. That is Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
Bombs?
They're not going to be drinking beer. They're going to be drinking wine coolers.
Oh, that's true. Like those strawberry things that come in the like the silver pouch.
I'm thinking like the case wine. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the box wine?
The box wine, ugh. Yes. Oh, my God.
The festival passes. Man, oh, man. It had to be a strong show to balance that out. All right. We got one more. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. This is our festival. We'll name it after. Band number one, Malevolence. Some British metalcore heavy. They toured with Mastodon and Kerry King, so they're up there. Number two, Pennywise. Going back to 80s and 90s punk. Nice little vibe for both of these bands. Number three, The 1975, which is not the same vibe as either of these bands, but we're going to make money. And number four, Wargasm. So we get some British, we got three British bands that are all nothing alike each other and Pennywise.
I gotta be honest. I think I'm gonna sit this one out, honestly. I either don't know them well enough or I don't really like them.
Yeah, see, I would go. I've seen the 1975 twice. When the hits, depending on the set list, it is really good. But keep in mind, this is an odd show. So
yeah. I know like two 1975 songs.
Right.
That's definitely a factor. Yeah.
And it's not the same vibe. It's Malevolence and Pennywise are leagues ahead in energy and anger and aggression than the 1975. Even Wargasm, you know?
So. I'd like to see Wargasm. Wargasm's fun, but
they are.
I don't. They're the only ones that I would really want to go see.
Yeah, and I kind of. Yeah, I can't argue like for people. What do you mean you don't want to go see this? No, I get it. You know, pass the British Invasion Fest. Okay, that could be the name. That's fine. Go ahead and debate us. We're ready. We're ready. States are ready. Go for it. Yes. Yes. Going. It's the Reading Festival lineup. Ooh, this does sound like a Reading Festival. Just the heavy bands and then one really soft headliner. That's about right. 1975 ruined it. Not going. 1975 bores me, so I'm out. Pass. Seeing Laurie has them live. It's worth it for them alone. Odd Fest. Okay, that doesn't help. Yes, they're all odd. I think it's a fail because I'm seeing as many no's and yeses. And if you two are no's, then...
It's like a flop.
It's just too odd with the 1975 on top of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
At least the last one would sell, you know?
It's not just that it's just not the 1975. It's just like there's no act that is a big pull for me, you know?
Yeah.
That's just,
like if this was a random like one-off where we did like the podcast that rocked live at blah 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 bar and the Wargasm's coming to play. Like that would be fun. That would be cool. But all of this together is just a festival. Nah.
I agree. No, I get what you're saying too. Like if this is an event, you know.
Yeah, we're like, hey, we're gonna go to this club and
we can't eat chicken wings while we watch Wargasm, as fun as that would sound. So. thank you all so much for hanging out with us here tonight. So this. Thank you all again for hitting the like button. Thank you for the super chats. They do help out a ton as the YouTube algorithm is still a beast. I put on the YouTube post and on Patreon that I'm taking a break from regular content. Still doing the podcast and shorts, but regular content will be only for early access on Patreon and for YouTube members until March. I'm still making it, but the YouTube algorithm is so bad that I have to fight it in a certain way, and this is how I have to do it. Like, I have to limit what I'm posting on YouTube. Thank you for your patience on that. I know it sucks, but it's just the way it has to be. The explanation's on Patreon if you're like actually looking for the hows and whys. Long story short, TLDR, YouTube's algorithm really kicked me in the pants. And I have proof. So, Alex, anything you would like to add before we start wrapping things up?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
So, some of you in chat already know about this, but recently I talked about on the show that I'm getting back into content creation, and I'm happy to say that my first video back just dropped yesterday. Here's the link right here. I think it came out pretty good. It's about rock music. It's actually about... This is all I'll say about the video. It is probably the most extreme form of elitism I have ever seen. Ever.
That's saying something coming from the internet. Yeah.
I mean, like, people were getting physically hurt in this situation.
So you can check that out. I'll pin it on the page too and on the pinned comment. If you're listening on YouTube or on the podcast forums, it'll be in the notes in the description for this episode. Thank you so much. Chat, Steve's, we are ready for the first dad joke of 2026.
Oh, it is the first one.
It is.
By the way, too, I mentioned it to you guys. I rewatching the compilation, I thought I was better than
we all thought we were better than some of the dad joke reactions. We all did.
Yeah.
See, that's why I keep telling you guys. I'm your little ball of, you know, positivity over here somehow.
Is that what you tell us? When was that you told us that, Alex?
I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying that because it's the truth. Like, you guys don't need to fight it. Just let it happen.
Just let the dad jokes happen, okay?
Just let it happen. They're terrible.
You have no control over this anyway, so you have to let it happen.
You know, that's how dad jokes work.
But one plug, also, the compilation is live now. It's the previous episode of this podcast. Over 40 minutes of dad jokes from 2025.
It was so funny. I watched it on 3x speed. Just, I don't know. I only had a few minutes to check it out, but I watched the whole thing, and watching my hair, my makeup just
change.
I was like, dang, that's cool. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Yeah.
Then you have me who never changes.
I mean, you guys definitely did not work any color.
It's true.
Here. I don't know why.
My wife is the makeup artist, not me. So.
Yeah.
So. All right.
All right. Anyway, how are we doing? You guys ready?
I think so. Yeah. Rowan, you ready?
As much as I'm going to ever be.
Okay.
Why do you always hear profanity from hearses?
Just to make clear, hearses, H-E-R-S-E-S. Okay. Yeah. Not the animal, the car with coffins. Okay.
No, like the vehicle.
Okay.
Hearses. It's going to be something about the dead person inside, but I can't think of the pun.
Yeah, I got nothing.
The car cusses. The carcasses.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it. We both got it. Oh, gosh, no. What kind of
terrible,
I laughed at that.
Come
like,
on.
Well, I laughed at, we want to say it again? That's what I laughed at.
I come
laugh
on,
at,
dude.
I did not laugh at the joke. I laughed at the triple delivery of want me to say it again?
Bad combo, but it's been flipped.
I just imagine this is a bad stand-up act. Carcasses, everyone! Get it? Should I say it again for you in the back? Carcasses!
The carcasses!
Just repeating every punchline of every joke over and over again. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, someone laughed in the chat. Oh, my brain hurts. Tumbleweed, ha ha ha, smiley face.
You know what? I liked it, so I win.
Raffle karate outfits. What? Skulls, appropriate.
You, is that what that means?
Raffle karate outfit. Shaking my head. Oh, Sapphire says you're a little ball of punk goth sunshine.
Love it.
Carcasses. Oh, someone else is shouting it too. Good God. Someone just typed
that
in the chat.
That was a grave mistake.
This is where we start playing on the joke. I think it's all catching up now. It wasn't a bad joke. It really wasn't. It was just the delivery of, should I say it again? That's what got to me. Okay. Let's just want that on the record. What I laughed at. Okay.
Come on. You guys don't have to fight it so hard.
He rises up from the dead and just starts throwing his body.
His own bones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Someone's throwing bones right now. Like actual femurs in the chat. Get it? Oh, someone else is like, get it, guys? Carcasses! You get it? From Heavy Metal Joker. Foghorn, tomato. See, it's catching up for everybody.
In my defense, sometimes it takes a little while for it to sink in, so I was just helping push it along.
It didn't sink in. You just added...
Sink in? Really?
Yep.
See, it's just your follow-up got Luke off guard. By the way, I just want to say, I didn't laugh at that one.
No, and I laughed at the follow-up. I did. I did not laugh at the joke, the follow-up. That's important. Let the crowd as silent as a cemetery? JK. Everyone's doing the death puns now. Ha 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 ha. Thank you again, everyone. Someone's throwing cans of tomato soup.
They're not even taking the tomatoes out. They're just throwing the can.
Is that lazy or is that more effort?
I feel like that's more effort. It's more effort because you have to carry them in.
You got to take the tomatoes.
It's more effective too because I feel like getting hit by a metal can is going to hurt.
That's a weapon. That's assault at that point. Yes.
That's why I have the karate outfit.
That's why you take karate classes. Yeah.
I thought Wade just wanted to fight you.
They gave that to me ahead of time. They're like, you're going to need this for the tomato cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the get it, everyone, like, carcasses. Wah! You missed me. Wah! Just that's the act. People are really dying to hear these jokes. Okay.
It'd be like, there should be like a reality show where like you have a horrible comedian up on stage. It's just People are allowed to throw crap at them, and it's just to see how long they can last.
They have to be like foamed up, like padded up like a hockey goalie, and see how long.
No. They have no protection. That's part of the that's part of the stakes.
I would just like to point out they're still making the death puns in chat, so the Steves are on a roll tonight.
It's a cadaver. What is that even? That's not even clever. Are you trying to say clever?
Yeah. Sapphire is pretty on point with things. Alice will make a killing with these jokes. thank you, everyone. The ending soon screen is up on.
I think you missed it, but I told the others about rock that dad rock festival you and I were talking about on Insta.
Where are the ghosts with their booze? Okay, that was a little better. He really slipped some power into a can of tomato. Goodness, no, okay. We're ending it. Ending soon. Screen is up now. Goodbye, everybody.